as usual, Ask an Astronomer is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
And now it's time for Ask an Astronomer, where you get to ask your questions to our very own tame astronomer here at Jodrell Bank Observatory, Dr. Tim O'Brien. Thanks very much again for coming along.
No problem.
So today's question is, if the moon's orbital period is 1 month, why are there two tides a day?
Right, okay. Well, let's start with this this issue about the moon's orbital period being 1 month and there being tides every day. Of course, the moon does go around the Earth once a month, but of course the Earth is spinning once a day. So if you imagine sitting at a point on the Earth underneath the moon, you would sort of pass underneath it once a day, basically. So that's why there's a sort of daily variation rather than a monthly variation, first of all.
Yep.
And then perhaps the slightly trickier question is, why are there two tides every day rather than, say, one tide? Now, okay, so the tides, remember what the tides are. They're basically something we think about in terms of the sea and the height, the level of the sea changing during the day, and it rises and falls. And it basically is due to the gravity of the moon. And the way to understand it really is to think about the force of gravity due to the moon on the Earth. Okay. Now, the force of gravity actually changes with the distance. So the farther away you are from the moon, the weaker the gravity would be. And it actually goes down as the square of the distance. So if you were, 10 times farther away, it'd be 10 times 10 times weaker, so 100 times weaker. So if you think about it, if you're on the side of the Earth that's closest to the moon at a given instant, you'd feel a certain force of gravity due to the moon. If you were on the opposite side of the Earth from the moon, you'd feel a much weaker force of gravity. Now, what we tend to do is, one way to think about it is to think about the force relative to the centre of the Earth now, to sort of imagine the force relative to the centre of the Earth. So you've sort of got this strong force pulling you towards the moon on the side nearest the moon. You've got this much weaker force pulling you towards the moon on the far side of the Earth, and in the middle of the Earth you'd have this sort of force that was somewhere in between. So relative to the centre of the Earth, in fact, you're basically going to find there's a force that's going to be pushing towards the moon on the side nearest the moon, and a force pushing away from the moon a bit on the far side of the Earth. Does that make sense? The net force you'd feel is sort of pulling you towards the moon on one side and away from the moon relative to what the force that the centre of the Earth feels.
That's the key, though, isn't it? It's relative to the centre of the Earth, because the moon's pulling everything towards itself, ever so slightly, but we're talking about forces relative to the centre of the Earth.
So the net effect actually is that it's sort of like the Earth being stretched into a sort of egg-like shape because of that effect. Mm. So if you can imagine, because it's pulling more on one side than it is on the other side, so you get this sort of this stretching effect. And so because the water's more flexible than the rock, basically, that sort of stretching is seen more obviously in the water than it would be in the rock. So it is actually an effect that's seen in the rock as well, but more obviously in the water.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether that makes any sense or not, but that's the way you've got to think about it. Probably needs a picture, and maybe we should put that picture on our website.
We'll arrange for a picture to be put on the web.
So that's basically the point, is that there's these two bulges then of water, one on the side nearest the moon and one on the side farthest away from the moon. And basically they effectively travel around the Earth because the Earth is sort of spinning underneath the moon. And in fact that effect actually causes the moon's orbit to increase in size. So gradually the moon's orbit is increasing in size, and it actually also causes the Earth's rotation to slow down. So gradually the Earth's rotation is slowing down because of the sort of drag force on these bulges that are sort of travelling around the Earth. One reason for just picking this question actually to answer this time is because just last week we had an inquiry from the local news regarding a story that had been put out by a local company, or a company in the northwest of England here, called BAE Systems, which are based in a town called Preston up in Lancashire, and they build fighter aircraft there, and in fact they're building something called the Eurofighter, or the Typhoon fighter aircraft. And it turned out that the story they'd released about this, that the TV were interested in, was that the fact that they had to spend about £2.5 million on correcting for the moon's tidal forces on their factory while they were making their fighter aircraft.
What were they using that was so sensitive that it had to be corrected for the moon's location?
Yeah, apparently, the story is...
what we're told.
Apparently, what we're told by BAE Systems is that they're building these fighter aircraft, which are 15 metres long, and they try and build them incredibly accurately to no more than the... They've got to be true to the correct shape to no more than the thickness of a matchstick, is the quote that they use. And that basically helps them fly the aircraft, helps them trim the aircraft. Mm-hmm. And actually, at some level, they quote how much fuel that saves them if they build the aircraft that accurately. And the problem is that the tidal forces were actually shifting the rig around that they build these, that they set everything up on and get everything aligned properly. It was shifting it around by a few millimetres, basically.
Right.
And that was enough to throw out all their alignment. So basically, they've had to build these... some sort of concrete rafts that effectively float together with various laser devices that allow them to measure the alignment and correct for this movement, which is basically, this sort of few millimetre movement as the tides go past sort of twice a day.
So their rig isn't nailed to the surface of the Earth. It essentially is floating
on
something.
Sort of free, yeah.
So the moon pulls the whole rig floating on at the same time.
And they can measure it and correct for those effects.
Well, it's nice to know that the BAE systems are trying to minimise their fuel expenditure for... I'm sure they've got reasons other than climate change.
I'm sure they know. Okay, so is that fine? Does that make sense? Well, I think we'll put a nice diagram on the website to help that explanation, because it is a fairly visual thing.
Yes. Thank you very much, Tim. That's brilliant.
Okay.
And if you have any other questions for Dr. Tim O'Brien, please submit them via the website www.jodcast.net.